flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Our boys and our guy, Royals manager Matt Cotrero, joining us now here on Fesco and Dusty. How you doing, Matt? How's life? How's the winter treated you? And are you getting ready for baseball? Believe it or not, you got to get back to work soon, man.
Yeah, no, it's time. I mean, everybody coming into town this weekend, it'll feel like the season's here. It seems like we all got out of that stretch of brutal cold, but spring's on us, right?
Yeah, we hope. I mean, finally all that snow is melted and whatnot, and you know, we can kind of get on with our lives and get out of the house, which will be nice for everybody. You don't have to stop looking at each other anymore. But from your standpoint, I mean, we're sitting here with pretty good roster. I saw somebody yesterday saying you better win the American League Central. All the expectations are on you this year. You feel good about this roster, like going into spring training, ready to go with everybody you got?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, you know, the addition the other day of Carlos Estevez, that's going to be really nice. Another proven arm in the bullpen, shorten some games. You know, we've talked a lot about the strength of our starting rotation and what they did last year. That's the foundation for any good team. So you try to put the best 13 pitchers out there and limit as many runs for the opposition. And, you know, and then we're going to be opportunistic like we were last year on the bases and forcing the issue. So we like our team a lot.
Yeah. Is there anybody you look at like this offseason go, darn, that's the one that got away. If we could have added him or anything like that.
I mean, come down to it, probably Juan Soto, right? Edged out by a couple bucks for him. But
well,
other than that, no.
Yeah, other than that, no, we're sitting good, right? You know, it's crazy the way that the baseball offseason has gone. Everybody's like, the Dodgers are just spending money in 2075 on the players they have today. And, you know, Pete Alonso's still unsigned, the Soto deal. Like, just what do you feel about where baseball is right now, Matt?
Well, you know, it's to me, I look at the game as one part and the finances as another. The game I absolutely love.
Me too.
It's what I've done for my whole life, and I'm very fortunate to be able to continue to do it. And, you know, it's great to be around the players, the coaches, like that part of it's tremendous. The business side, I have very little business sense. So I try not to think too much about it because there's nothing that I can do about it. It's nothing to controllable for me. Whatever you want to say about it, that is the system we work in. So if you have those kinds of revenues like the Dodgers do, there's no reason they shouldn't do that, or the Mets or whoever it is, you know, but that does not guarantee anything on the baseball field. And I think that's what makes this such a special game. I mean, you see how much money can be spent, and you can be extremely competitive without spending that kind of money. And that's what the great equalizer is. You still got to go out there between the lines.
All right, the people want to know, what's your 7th, 8th, 9th bullpen rotation right now? Give us the information we need to know. That way we can – I'm kidding. How much of an advantage – how much
and
of
who's pitching opening day?
Yeah, seriously. No,
well, that's your job, Bob.
Yeah, as I say, Bob's got the answers apparently.
I got Cole Reagans penciled in on opening day.
Yeah.
You had the whole 5 mapped out last year in, like, December.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I got – but it's pretty much the same as last year. Like, that's the beauty of it now. You're a juggernaut. There's not a lot of change, right?
That's exactly right. Yep, yeah, you nailed it.
And see, in the wintertime, Bob goes to a fleece blanket, whereas in the summertime, he's in the cheese blanket era. But it is interesting that you padded the back of that bullpen, because, I mean, there's no secret. Early on in the season last year, you had bullpen issues, and, you know, you still had great starting pitching. And a lot of the questions that, you know, blowhards will have is, can this starting rotation do exactly what they did last year? Well, those expectations are out the window. We know how annoyed you'd get last year when someone would say, last year the team had, you know, 17 wins, but not until August. Like, well, that was last year. Just like last year that we had with the success was last year. But the added bullpen arms and the pitching that you've added to this roster really makes life, you know, kind of nicer for these guys that are your starters in the rotation.
Well, there's no doubt. I mean, you know, they carried such a heavy load last year with innings pitched, and, you know, they're all looking to do the same again. Like, they want to exceed what they did last year, and that's what makes this group special, is that they're not, you know, satisfied with what they accomplished last year. They're in this game, and some of these guys have been in this game for a long, long time because they continue to push themselves and they continue to evolve. They're not complacent with whatever they've done in the past. Now, that being said, when you have the ability to maybe shave an inning or two off here and there because your bullpen is deep, again, you're putting the best 13 pitchers out there, not the best one guy for every game. So these guys understand that. They're all selfless, and the taste of winning that we got last year is keeping these guys hungry to work even harder in the offseason, to push the envelope more in what they're trying to do physically, mentally. So, and the one thing I can really honestly say is the guys that we have that were here last year, and the guys we've added, they don't care what inning they pitch. They really don't. They want to win the game. And so they've been remarkably selfless in that regard, and that's what's really exciting about it.
So you don't have anybody like Cam Newton walking around who's happy to be MVP but doesn't care that he didn't win a championship. That's good, right?
I've never heard that.
Oh, yeah. Cam Newton yesterday said that he would not trade his MVP for a Super Bowl trophy. So as a manager of a team, I mean, how do you get everybody focused in on winning what matters most and not that individual stuff?
Well, we spend a lot of time, you know, talking about it. That was one of the nice, I guess, takeaways from the really tough 23 season, is these guys really figured out how to come together as a team when things weren't going well. And I think that's part of the reason that we finished better down the stretch that year than at the beginning of the year. And then the evolution of the talent. And then when we added those proven winners to the clubhouse last year, those guys really made the difference and taught the younger guys how to do that. You know, and it never hurts that you have talented guys like Bobby and Salvi to lead the charge on the position player side, mm-hmm. too.
I heard some good things about MJ recently. A little birdie told me he's really hitting the ball well. I mean, what are your expectations for him, and where does he need to be for this offense to kind of get to that next step?
You know, he's a big part of it. You know, he gets, you know, very regular at bats. You know, MJ is a super talented guy, and we have been in touch all off season. We saw him a couple weeks ago. He's been down there hitting in Miami with Zumi. Our hitting coach was down there a couple days this week, and He's been trying really hard to make some adjustments that he came to the realization that he needed to make to compete every night. You know, and those things are great in theory in the off season. And, you know, some of those changes were necessary. Then they have to be applied. And that's why we have spring training, so that he can really start. And a lot of the guys can start to feel some of those changes, whether they be physical or mental, when you get in the box and compete. But MJ, we all know the talent he has and what he could mean to this lineup if he starts to progress. And, you know, it's not unheard of that a guy with 2+ years in the big leagues is still getting better, you know, and that's what we're looking for, because, you know, you can see the price of the free agents on the market and what they ask for and the longevity of their contracts. But when you have somebody like MJ that can do those things and be a really great complement with Bobby and Salvi and all the other guys, you know, it could be a huge difference maker for us. And he realizes that.
So, Matt, I'm going to ask you, what are you going to do for the Super Bowl?
I'm actually going to be in Arizona, so I'm going out that morning, so I got to find a good spot to hang out and watch it.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say hit fungos or something like that, you know?
I think I'd be out there hitting them to myself. I don't think anybody else would be out there at that time.
No, nobody showed up quite yet. Well, we're looking forward to it. I know you guys have Fan Fest this weekend, and you're going to be out at the ballpark, right? A lot of the guys are going to be here today and tomorrow and having some fun with the fans.
Oh, it's going to be awesome. You know, and truthfully, like when you get to this point in the year, it's this kind of thing that really gets you going. Like when I went and saw a couple of players a couple of weeks ago, and I told them when I saw Salvi come walking into the place we were meeting, it was, wow, it's go time. Like it just flips your switch there. And then to see the fans and the energy that I know is going to be around the stadium this weekend, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, enjoy that. Everybody gets to get out, see the players. Everything kind of really starts going forward with this ball club. Safe travels. Enjoy Saturday, and we'll listen to you on the show with Vern as well. And thanks for the time today, Matt.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend.
You too. Well. Take care.
Royals manager Matt Cotrero there. Don't forget, big game coverage on 96.5 The Fan is brought to you by Community America Credit Union. Member-owned, open to all, invested in you. Join today at communityamerica.com. Don't forget Vern's show Saturday 9 to noon. Bobby Wood Jr., J.J. Piccolo, Matt Cotrero, all those names you can hear on that show getting you geared up for Royals baseball. Coming up on the other side, it's 9 o'clock on a Friday, which means Richard of the Week. Bob's got one. I've got one. Maybe Nathan has one. I don't know. The boss was just in there with him. Who knows?
Could be him.
That's right. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan. You're home for Kansas City Royals baseball.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.